You're listening to the audio production of Trusting God with Today, 365 Devotions by Charles F. Stanley, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Henry O. Arnold.
January 1st. Not knowing in the going. By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out, not knowing where he was going. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8. The beginning of a new year is like the start of a journey to an unfamiliar land. We may think we know some of the details about where we are headed, but how it will all turn out is shrouded in mystery. Abraham had such an excursion when God called him out of his home country to go to the land of promise. There were numerous unknowns for Abraham, including where he was going, how he would provide food and water for his family and flocks, how God would fulfill the promises, and what difficulties would arise. You may feel as if your life has just as many uncertainties as Abraham's. You may have so many hopes, burdens, or challenges that your mind reels with questions. Remember, in all those unknowns, the Lord continually teaches you to rely on Him, just as He did His faithful servant. And, just as He was with Abraham, He will be with you and work in completely unexpected ways. Your challenge is to let go of control, trust God today, and allow Him to lead step by step. Jesus, this year belongs to you. Help me to know you and trust you more every day. Amen. January 2nd. Trust His plan. In your book were all written the days that were ordained for me, when as yet there was not one of them. Psalm 139, verse 16. Before you were ever born, God already had a plan for your life. He saw you, the real you, fearfully and wonderfully made, with all the traits and imperfections that make you a unique creation. Of course, there may be things about how God created you that you wish were different, but you do not have to understand everything that the Lord has said. You must simply believe that when He says He has a plan for you, He does. You may trust that fact in part, but you may also have doubts because of what has occurred in your past, times when you messed up, or when the Lord acted in a manner that you didn't expect. Remember, Jesus always brings redemption. Not only does He forgive you when you repent of your sin.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?